Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started a new series called Beyond the Shallows, where we're talking about how we find life in the following. We're looking at the story of Peter, and we realize that if you watch Peter's life, that he followed Jesus one step at a time, and Jesus led him into a life of deep faith. We started talking about the call of Peter to become a follower of Jesus. He had probably already heard of Jesus. His brother Andrew had run into him somehow and invited Peter to come meet him. And one day, Jesus has been teaching. He's up against the lake, and the people are kind of pressing up against him. So he steps into Peter's boat, sits down, starts teaching the people. After he's done, he tells Peter, "Hey, why don't you throw the nets over on this side?" And Peter looks at him and is like, "Jesus, I've been doing this all night long, and we haven't caught anything. But you know what? For you, I'll throw the nets over." I really think it's an interesting moment because, you know, Peter's a fisherman. He's a professional. This is what he does for a living, and he's been doing it a very long time. He's probably very good at it. Jesus is a carpenter and a rabbi. A rabbi was someone who, was teaching on behalf of God, would go around to the synagogues and to the people, and, that's what Peter knows of Jesus, right? He doesn't know anything else, but he decides to go ahead and say, yes, fine, he does it. Here's what happens. And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the boat, "Come and help them," and they came and filled their boats so much so that they began to sink. So imagine that. They haven't caught anything all night. Jesus says, "Throw the nets over this way." They catch so many fish. They start putting them in the boats. The boats are sinking. Like, they're signaling their partners, "Come on, help us out," you know? And the boats start to sink. There's so many fish. But here's what happens next, verse 8 in chapter 5 of Luke. He says, "But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord.'" I mean, it's an interesting statement, but it's the start of something really beautiful. What Peter witnessed there was something he had never seen before, that here's some man who seems to understand more about fishing than he does. And more so, he didn't really trust that this was going to be, fruitful. He's kind of looking at Jesus like, "All right, I'll do it, because you say so, Master." But what he saw was obviously this is not merely a man. He falls at his feet and goes, "You need to get away from me. I'm sinful." He knows he's come in contact with something very holy. He doesn't understand it all yet. His faith isn't deep and rich yet, but he understands, "I've come up against someone who is holy, and I'm not." He recognizes it. It's an interesting thing. I think, for all of us, there's going to have to be a moment like that, a moment when we recognize that the Lord is holy and powerful, and to fall at his feet in worship is to recognize that he is who he said he is. I think Peter's moment of saying, "Look, get away from me, I'm a sinful man," I just think there's something true about when you come close to God, you start to recognize your own sin. I think the only way we're ever going to have a deep faith, it has to start right here. We recognize that we are not worthy of God. We're not worthy of what he did on the cross. We're not worthy of him to even love us. And yet, that's the beauty of the gospel, that he does in spite of ourselves, that he loves us and cares about us in spite of the fact that we aren't worthy of him. But that says more about who he is than it does about who we are, right? That's what happened with Peter, and he experienced something really astonishing. I think in our lives, there's going to come a point in time in our faith when he's going to ask us to do something that we don't really want to do or we don't agree with. When Jesus said, "Hey, I want you to throw the nets over," Peter didn't agree with it. Peter's like, "Look, I've been doing this all night long," and I can just envision that. But in the same way, isn't that what we do with God? That there's times when he asks us to trust him in faith in a step, but we think we know better, or we want to stay in control. We don't want to feel like we're out of control. We don't want to agree. And that will hinder our ability to come and see just the beauty and holiness of God. And if we're going to have a deep, rich faith, we have to have that connection to him. And it's going to come through obedience. And here's what I found, is that when I take steps of obedience, God meets me on the other end of that. And as I see God, as I come close to him, that's when I become more aware of his holiness and more aware of my sinfulness. And that is what transforms my life, is coming close to God. I just want to say to you, wherever you're at, think about the areas where you might be holding back. Think about the areas where you might be, maybe not obedient, and meet him in that by laying that down and taking a step of obedience. Father, help us to be obedient to you. Help us to take steps of faith. When you call us out and want us to walk towards you, I pray that we would simply do that. I pray that for my life and the people listening in today. We thank you, Lord, that you're even willing to love us in spite of the fact that we put our hand in your face and say, no, I'm doing it my way. So thank you, God. Help us to follow you in obedience. We love you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Take a second as you're praying out today to think through those things that maybe God's playing on you, putting on your heart. Till next time, God bless.